Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
First caller of the day.
Roberta. Hello, Roberta.
Hello.
How are
you? Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God, Roberta, I heard you have the most amazing story about something and someone that happened at some point in your life.
Well, back in April, mm-hmm. I had a bunionectomy.
Wait, back in April of 2022?
Yeah, I'm like, it's still April.
No, 2021.
Oh, okay.
You had what?
It's been a year. So what happened was...
Wait, what did you have?
A bunionectomy.
A who?
A bunionectomy.
Oh, bunionectomy. Okay.
Bunion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, bunion.
I got you.
And I had foot surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what happened was they put a rod in.
Yep.
A steel rod.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my family calls me break the unbreakable.
Let me ask you something. Was that your whole story?
No.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. So what happened was they put the rod in. I'm doing physical therapy. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Then when it gets down to physical therapy, I'm doing all the exercises. And for some strange reason.
Yeah, she's getting confused with the
echo. Turn your radio down. You're confusing yourself.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I was healing. I did three months of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Turn your radio down all the way, like off. Don't worry. It's not going to disconnect you. You're confusing yourself because you're listening to yourself on the radio, which is on a delay, which is annoying.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to go somewhere else.
How about you just turn the radio down?
Maybe she's not in a place where she can.
Okay, Roberta.
Well, what happened was, it is.
Okay.
So, what happened was, I put on a shoe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And putting on a shoe, I must have bent the foot and broke the rod.
Oh!
Yeah. Did not feel it at all.
Oh!
How the hell?
Went to the doctor. He took the x-ray.
Oh, God.
He's like, you broke the rod. I'm like, what?
How the hell did you do that?
That part, I never know. I think it's funny.
Wow.
I think it's funny.
Wait, hold on. When you say a rod, what, they stick a chopstick in your foot? How do you break a rod putting a shoe on?
I don't know. I think it's funny, though.
So
I think it's real funny.
My mom had this exact surgery.
I think it's painful, but I can go with funny.
My mom had this exact surgery.
It was not painful. I didn't feel it or anything.
That's crazy.
And she couldn't. Roberta, how long were you out of commission as far as, I know you can't drive and do stuff for a little bit. Was it a couple months? Like, how long?
It's been a year since I've been out of work.
Oh, wow.
It's been a year.
Wow. You've been out of work.
So back November of 2021, I went back in for surgery again so they could remove the rod.
Oh, man.
All over again. Back to the next 3 months of healing again and back to physical therapy.
Yep.
14 weeks of physical therapy again, and almost there.
That's a tough recovery. Wow. I know for sure it is.
So hope you feel better.
Yeah. Especially when you break the rock. Right. Hey, Roberta, let me ask you a question about the Get Up Crew.
Oh, gosh.
Between Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, which one of us is most likely to break a rod that's implanted in one of our bones?
Probably Melissa.
Okay, that'll work.
No explanation needed.
God damn. She's got
That I know for a fact that surgery alone is, it takes a long time to fully recover from that.
Yeah.
Never mind if you break the rod that's in your foot. Like, I can't
that's
even. And she was saying there was really no pain from it. That's crazy.
I don't know.
I can't imagine, man.
She must have been hopped up on opioids because the story hurt me. I have, I thought I had a bunion because I have like just ugly ass feet.
Yeah.
I got weird ass bumps. I showed it to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a foot doctor and it's not a bunion. It's hallux rigidus, which is worse because the only way to fix
hallux rigidus.
Hallux rigidus, Pebbles.
Okay.
I remember the name because it's so long and weird. Mm-hmm. But the only way to fix it, he said, would be like to give me the surgery that would basically stiffen my toe. You see me, I have trouble getting up my toes as is. Mm-hmm. It would make my toes so I can't at all move them. It would be like my foot to my toe connection would just be one straight shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to do that because I'm an active, young, sexy bitch. So
yeah,
I ain't going to do that crap. So I'm walking around with two nasty bunion looking things on my feet.
I have a
bunion. But if you were into weird, freaky things, I could put it up on an OnlyFans if anybody's into weird feet.
I'm sure you would get some responses. Yeah.
He'll be like, show it sideways.
You know what?
Yeah, Pebbles. Yeah. That was noise for masturbation, in case you didn't understand. All right, coming up.
Oh, boy.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.